She stepped out from the lighting on the pedestrian ramp into the dimness of the third level and hesitated. This afternoon, the lot had been full, but it was after 7:30 now and all but deserted. Dark and ominous was the only way to describe it. She dug the bunch of keys from her jacket pocket, clutched the one for her car like a dagger, and started across the tarmac. "You're fine, Liv. Keep walking." As the light grew dimmer and traffic noise from the street more distant, she picked up the pace, struggling for speed in her Italian snakeskin pumps. Half a dozen echoing steps further into the murkiness, and her feet slowed as the hairs on the back of her neck stood up. Something had moved. Over there, by the column near her car. Her eyes searched the shadows. No, just her imagination running wild. Aiming the key at her car, she heard the high-pitched beep, saw the taillights flash, and silently cheered with relief. Her arm was out as she rounded the bumper, her fingers reaching for the door handle as she saw her reflection in the driver's window, and a brief movement behind her. A strong arm thumped across her chest, and she was hauled backwards, feet slipping and scrabbling in her heels. Desperate, smothered, gasping sounds came from her throat. Fear shrieked inside her. Then she heard him. "You're mine, slut,"